Hi, and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have your zip code to locate the account?
My shipping or my billing zip code?
Your billing zip code, please.
92585.
Okay, thank you for that. I may have the first and last name on the account, please.
Ron Anderson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Anderson. Can you verify your address for me, please?
Shipping or billing?
Billing.
It's 29656 Olympic Drive, Menifee, California.
Okay, thank you. I do have the account located here. It's for the Prime Fit Watch, which was a smart fitness tracker, as well as the premium wireless earbuds.
Yep.
Okay, how can I help you?
I am very disappointed with you guys. I did not want or order all the stuff that's on that order, and I was charged. You guys have charged me for the, you offered me a free gift, and I was trying to select one of those free gifts, which what the offer was telling me. And before I know it, I've got four items on an invoice. You charged me $59 for shipping of these items. And then you just charged me another $70 for the products themselves. And I would like my money back. You're taking this money out of my family right now. I cannot afford this. I did not ask for it. I was trying to get one of the three items, and before you know it, I didn't get an option on the other items, but you put them on the invoice and shipped them. And now your girl Crystal's telling me that you're not going to rectify this. So I need some answers.
Okay, and what did happen with the account, Mr. Anderson? When you placed the original order on the 27th of February, you ordered two fitness trackers with the lifetime warranty and also the earbuds. Now, the earbuds was a straight sale price. That was the flat price for it. Also, you got the $19.95 lifetime warranty, which covers both the earbuds as well as the fitness trackers as well. Now, for your fitness trackers, the $497 and the $597, that was just the shipping and handling for both of those. Now, with that, there were some terms and conditions, Mr. Anderson, that you had to agree to on the checkout page area before you could process the order. Now, those terms it gave was a trial of 14 days for you to try out the fitness trackers to see if you did want to go ahead and keep them. So when you didn't cancel within your 14-day trial, it does go ahead and bill you the full retail price for both of those fitness trackers, which is the $49.87 as well as the $69.87.
Right, but I didn't get a chance to do all that. You gave your app or whatever the thing I was on had me give my credit card information, pick the item that I wanted, and once I picked the item that I wanted, which was the one thing that I was agreeing to, the other items were put onto the order. They said, you're getting the fitness tracker, you're getting the warranty, and it wasn't no opt-out of any of those items. As it went through, it put them on the invoice. And I immediately responded to you to say that it was unacceptable. I emailed your company to say, stop, do not ship this, but you shipped it anyway.
Okay, because we don't have a way to respond by email. Once we send you the email confirmation as far as your order being placed, it does list the customer service number inside of that email, so that way you can contact customer service verbally, because we don't have a reply back email. The email that was sent to you was a non-reply email. It's just for verification purposes of the account.
I understand that. But again, now you're just taking another $70 out of my family's budget that we don't have to give you. And I don't want any of it. I don't even want any of it. You got for me a free gift. And now you've charged me another $69.87
mm-hmm.
on top of the $59 for the free item that I was supposed to get for free. And you paid you over $120 for a free item that you offered me as a gift for my loyal customer service that I've been with the freaking phone company for 20 years.
Yes, and I certainly do apologize about that misunderstanding, but it was per those terms that did have to be an agreement, which is how what set up the account to, for us to be able to automatically draft the account when it didn't get canceled within the trial time.
So are you telling me that you guys aren't going to do anything about this?
No, sir. Unfortunately, those are going to be two valid charges. But as far as anything additional, there's not any additional billing to be applied.
So you realize, of course, that I'm going to start reporting this and file some charges against you folks for this. You realize that, right?
And I'm sorry about the instance, Mr. Anderson, but it was per those terms that were in agreement, which set up the account.
And what are the terms of my account now? Because I don't want anything from your company. I didn't want anything in the first place. Are you going to steal it?
There's nothing else additional to come from this account.
Okay, you guys are going to hear from me. And all of you, real health, Square Deal, Pro Living Now, Top Health, all of you guys are going to start seeing some negative reports coming out because of this bullshit.
But do you mind if I place you on a brief hold, Mr. Anderson? Let me see what I can do for you for the charges. I can't say I can be able to issue a full refund, but let me speak with my supervisor to see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I do appreciate your patience, Mr. Anderson. I was able to go ahead and speak with my supervisor about the account. Now, she did reiterate as far as you're agreeing to the terms and conditions, but what we can go ahead and do for you at the time is a 35% courtesy refund of those last two charges. Those two refunds would be $24.45 and $17.45, going back to the Visa card.
Okay.
All right, let me go ahead and get that issue for you. It may take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see those two refunds return back to the card. It may or may not take that long. I just have to advise you of that length of time.
Can you give me those amounts again? I got to tell them.
Yes, sir. It's going to be $24.45 and also $17.45. And you'll get an email confirmation as well of both of these. All right, I got you both refunds issued. Is there anything else that I can help you with today, Mr. Anderson?
Is there somebody in your legal department that I need to talk to a number or somebody to connect me with so I don't have to do the whole run around again to try to get back to this?
You mean as far as the account?
Yes.
We don't have a legal department. I mean, as far as to speak about the charges, I mean, I can further assist you with this account as far as explaining any additional information that you need.
What's the status of my account right now?
The status of your account right now, you're keeping your watches. You still have your warranties for them. There's no additional charges. What we did is we issued a 35% courtesy credit of what you were last billed, which was $24.45 and $17.45, going back to the Visa card that was charged. And there's no additional charges to come from this account.
You guys are not going to receive very many favorable reviews from me or my group.
And I certainly do apologize about the misunderstanding, Mr. Anderson, but if you'd like, I can give you the website where you placed your original order, so maybe later on in your leisure you can go back and see where you missed the terms and conditions that were in agreement at the time.
Please give me that. Yes, I'll take that.
All right. It's going to be primewirelessearbuds.com.
first one started this report. And it's gonna go down to a yard, okay? Just letting you know, I'm giving you a heads up, and I'm gonna let you know. I got a big group of folks that I'm gonna have them campaign with me towards realizing this situation. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Mr. Anderson. It was my pleasure assisting you, and thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your day.